Welcome to episode 3. If you don't choose, life will choose for you.
Welcome to Tiffany Spaulding at Life in the Wick. This is just a chat channel. Some of you already know when I said, I'm thinking about doing a podcast, what should I talk about? And I got this really great response, just talk about your life. And so here I am talking about something that's really, really important to me personally. And that is this concept of, if you don't choose, life will choose for you, right? So I'm not Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos or even Joe Rogan, but I am living a life that I have chosen. And I think that is really, really important. So when people came to me and said, talk about your success, I think one of the key foundations in why I've been successful, and success is an interesting word. We'll talk about that in another podcast. It's got so much more, like people automatically sort of assume that success is about money, and it's really about so much more than money. Money's a component to it, but success for different people, money's a small piece of it or a huge piece of it. But okay, we're not talking about success today. We're talking about choosing today. I'm gonna take 1 second and look at the screen here and say, welcome to Georgia Peach and Penny. Thanks everybody for joining me. Allison and Patricia, so happy that you could be, that you're with me here today to tune in to hear what I have to say just about life in general. So, basic premise, if you don't choose, life will choose for you. And one of the things people ask me a lot about was raising my boys. I have 2 sons, London and Max. You'll see them both at different points on this podcast. And I guess it's more of a vlog than a podcast now, right? When life, and that was one of the premises, that was one of the things I used to say to them all the time. You need to make a choice, otherwise life is going to choose for you. And so at any point in our lives, all of us have had life choose for us, right? And when life chooses for you, sometimes the results are amazing, and sometimes the results are dreadful. Most of the time, the results are mediocre, right? That is what you get, mediocrity. It's easy, it's simple, and it just goes by. But choosing the life you want, making those choices, changes your life dramatically. And it's not as difficult as people think that it is, right? So some of the reasons life chooses for us is because there's so many decisions to make in life that you can't choose all of them. You have to let some things just get done, some things just happen because they're just not important enough. But sometimes we let little choices get by us and they turn into big results. So it is really important to keep in mind, to think about what you're choosing, be aware of what you're choosing, be conscious of what you're choosing. So I'm just watching the stream go off here. So hi, Debbie. Hi, Marshall. Oh, Marshall, thank you so much for joining us today. Lakita, nice for you to be here. Now, I can't see the screen that well. So Amanda, Welcome all of you. I'm so glad that you joined me. So for those of you who have not actually gone to the Life in the Wick YouTube channel, please do that. Click the like, subscribe bell, and then every week when I come on for this portion, this podcast, I will be answering your questions and you'll get a notification that I'm on for those things. So when we talk about choosing, really, the unimportant stuff can just go through. But for the purpose of today's podcast, I want to define choice as making a thorough and thoughtful decision that includes an evaluation of potential results and consequences, right? What, really choosing, really thinking about those types of things. Why is it important to choose? Choices come with consequences, right? I like to call these the 3 R's of choice: resentment, responsibility, and results. So these are all the things that happen when you make a choice. Probably the most important of the 3 R's is resentment. Resentment's a brutal mistress, right? She will wreak havoc on your emotional life, your relationships, everything, if you are carrying a ton of resentment. So when you are thinking about choices, You need to think about the resentments that might also come along with those choices and how you're going to deal with them, because there will be some. If you think you can live a life without having some sort of resentment for the decisions that you're making, it's probably not going to happen. But knowing that they're coming and understanding them and then being able to deal with them so that you don't actually carry those resentments is a key. It's key. I mean, even to your mental health, right? Carrying resentment breeds contempt and malevolence. It's a horrible thing. So the second R, responsibility. Ooh, this is my favorite one, right? Making decisions, consciously choosing the things in your life forces you to take responsibility. And maybe forces is the wrong word. Enables you to take responsibility, right? You take the responsibility for your life and your choices out of the hands of anyone else. They all become yours. And I know some of you are thinking already kind of in the back of your mind that it's more difficult than it sounds. And it is. I'm not for one second trying to say that making choices is easy, but the results are phenomenal when you are able to make those choices for yourself. When you take responsibility, it's scary. That's a scary idea, because there's nobody, if something goes wrong, there's nobody to blame but yourself. And that is a scary proposition, right? The third R, though, in my three R's of choosing, is results. The byproduct of your decision making, and you will reap what you have sown. And when you start choosing, things get better right away, right? And you don't have to have a horrible life for things to get better, right? There's always something in our lives. Things can be going along pretty darn good, but there's something that could be better. It could be a relationship. It could be finances. It could be your physical health or your mental health. It could be anything that you're kind of ignoring the choice side of and making more choices and focusing on that thing, and those choices will make that so much better. It's also really important to understand that choices are really individual. You can't understand the choice someone else will make. I can't understand the choice someone else will make because I don't have their history, their background, their experiences, their relationships. And so a lot of times when we look at people's choices, we question them. And there's really no good that can come of that, because we can't understand those things. But we can all work on ourselves, right? We can improve ourselves and how we manage our lives. Which brings me to another important point, and that is advice. So as you're choosing things differently in your life, as you're moving through life, making these choices, there's a tendency to seek advice from other people. And I think that that is brilliant. But my one piece of advice to you about getting advice is only ask advice from people who truly want the best for you, right? Who don't have any bias, who are willing to almost risk your relationship, almost risk the fact that you might be mad at them, be mad at you. For what they're telling you. You may be mad at them for what the advice they're giving you. And that's why it's important that the people that you're asking for advice, that you feel 100% confident that they truly have the best for you in mind. No bias, no resentment, none of that. So that makes it hard to get advice from the people around you. A little bit easier to get kinds of advice that aren't related to personal issues, but really keep that in mind. When you're seeking advice, seek it from people who want the best for you, and seek it from people who are going to be happy for you when things change in your life, right? When things are going the way you want them to go because of the work that you've done in making these simple choices. And keep in mind, when you don't make a choice, and life chooses for you, it also robs you of the responsibility. You've kind of handed that responsibility over to somebody else, and now those results are also going to be out of your control. So important to think of those things when you're choosing. One of the other things that happens, this is common, is that you often feel powerless to choose. There's so many things hinging on this choice that you feel like you are powerless to make the choice. And this is a hard one for so many people. It is also a choice to be powerless. It is a choice not to choose. And what you're sacrificing in that is the responsibility and the results, and you don't have any control over the resentments at that point. And those are really, really hard things. I'm sorry, I'm not watching my feed here. Abby, Selena says, totally agree with you. Some friends may be toxic, but you just don't know it. I listen more to what they are saying. It's so true. Hello, Abby. Hello, who's here? Hello from Olympia, Washington. That's my old stomping grounds. Hi, Nancy. Hi, Kelly. Kelly says, I agree. Someone that knows you and your situation. It is important for people to, that's absolutely right. It's so, like, for them to understand a little bit more about you and genuinely care. And I have a good friend named Merle France. Some of you know Merle. She's part of my other world here, the crafting world. And her thing, what she used to say was, I'm going to write this down too. Do I have a pen here? You think I would. She used to say, check your motivation, right? What are you doing and why are you doing it? And check your, sorry, I'm looking for a pen that's workable here. That's a good topic. Check your motivation. Sorry. Do you like my giant pen? And so that's a good thing to remember when you're giving advice and when you're seeking advice, right? Do you really want someone to be honest with you and the person that's giving you the advice, what is their motivation, and make sure that it is your best interest at hand. Okay, so how do you do it? Like, how do you start consciously choosing? And you know, for those of you who followed me for a while, I'm going to create a list. And it's going to be simple to start with. I'm going to start small with my choosing. And it could be for anything. We'll get into that in a little bit. But I'm going to say include small things. Because what we're doing is we are training ourselves to think about the process, right? We're training ourselves to choose, which sounds kind of crazy. Because you think you've been raised choosing, but you really haven't. A lot of people have been raised believing that it's okay to blame someone else for the situation that they're in, or it's okay not to make the decision because someone else will. And if you're carrying any resentments and you start looking back at those resentments towards people, you will realize you have let them make choices for you, or allowed the choices that you make to be dictated by them. And that is resentment is the worst possible thing. I should probably just do a whole podcast on that. Okay, so every day you're making these choices, what to have for dinner, what to wear, what chores need to be done, really simple things, right? And choosing them and getting them into this simple list and thinking through the process of those choices is a great way to train yourself to start consistently thinking about choosing. It's a practice. And then it becomes a habit. And once it becomes a habit to think that way, to think differently, and to think about everything as a choice, rather than, oh, I have to do this, or I've got to do that, or so-and-so is going to be mad at me if I choose this, it becomes a lot easier to make those choices because your system of evaluation becomes simple. So when I say a simple decision, something like what are we going to have for dinner? That's not really a simple decision, right? It just, you have to decide on the menu, and then you have to decide, do you have those things in the refrigerator or wherever you need them? Then do I need to go to the grocery store? Does anybody that's having dinner with us have dietary restrictions? Am I on a diet myself? Am I trying to manage my food budget? Am I trying to use what's in the cupboard first? All of these things get dumped into that. And without consciously choosing those, everything in there, something is going to get by you and something is going to get off track. So, example, dinner. You're making a choice about dinner. If you don't consider the fact that your husband or your significant other, your partner, is on a diet and you decide to have hamburgers and french fries, right? Then you're choosing something just for yourself, which is totally fine. But in that choice, you also haven't considered them and what they need and how they're going to feel about that. I'm not saying you shouldn't choose the hamburger, okay? When I talk about this kind of things in other situations, in other group situations, people always make an assumption that I am, I don't know if it's judging is the right thing, or that I'm trying to direct them to the decision that they should make. And that's not at all what I'm doing. Like some of you commented in the feed, I don't know your life and I don't know your situation. What I want for you in the very best way is for you to have total control over your life, for you to take responsibility for your choices and your life and guide it the way you want it to go. I want you to have the life that you want through choosing. And as I mentioned in the beginning, your life may be great. I mean, I would say I am living a life that I chose, but there are choices that I'm making every day to make that life even better, right? So it never stops. The choosing never stops, I guess. All right, let's see. We've got some things in the feed. Evie says, I find prayer has really been helpful for me. Hubby is recovering from quadruple bypass surgery. You really know your friends during difficult times. They call you, they go to the hospital, and they just... So prayer is an interesting thing. I don't know, interesting. It's a wonderful thing. Regardless of your religious affiliation, prayer is a way to focus and think through things, right? And ask for help from someone who really cares about you as an individual. So I think it's powerful for those of you who aren't religious, who don't have a faith. Meditation is a similar process of just bringing everything down, thinking solemnly about one thing can really move you forward on that account. Okay, so all the decisions that go into making dinner, how much time, all that, these are all choices that you make every day. If you don't choose them, life chooses for you, right? So if you don't choose, if I'm on a diet and I'm trying to be healthy and I don't choose dinner before, when I get home and I'm hungry, I don't really have time to cook, and then I'm just like, oh, I'm just gonna have nachos because they're easy. This is exactly what happens to me. I haven't really made a choice, right? I've allowed sort of life to choose for me because I got so hungry that I'm not making a good choice. And there's a lot of stuff around food and eating healthy and all of that that helps your brain and keeps your brain going also, so you can make better choices. That's another podcast for another time though. Okay, so when you choose things at this small level, you set yourself up for success at a bigger level. I guess that's what I'm saying. Those little things that seem like they're not important, they can become really, really important down the line. And it doesn't matter if we're talking about dinner or relationships or any of that kind of thing. They all get funneled into your choice, the resentment, the results, the responsibility. They're all part of that little decision, right? I can't blame anybody else that I didn't lose my 5 pounds because I had nachos for dinner. Right? Instead of planning ahead and doing it correctly, I jeopardized my whole day of calories because I didn't choose wisely before to set myself up for that success. Now, if you take that idea to the next level and you think about it in terms of relationship or finances or physical health or mental health or any of the, your garden, whatever it is that you want to do better, The first step you have to do is set a goal in that realm, right? And I know it's the G word. No one likes to talk about goals because goals are associated with failure for so many of us, right? Starting with New Year's resolutions that we all roll out in January, and on the 1st of January, they sound great. And by the 18th of January, most of us have fallen off the resolution or goal wagon. But you can't choose wisely without having a goal, without having an end game. And like I said, it doesn't have to be something major. It could be, but it doesn't have to be. Once you set that goal, it makes making good choices easier right down the line, right? So if you start with one thing, like finances, and you have a goal to save more money, set a small goal. I have a goal to save $100 a month. Once you set that goal, it's easier to make a bunch of ovens in your life. If your goal is to save money, and then you have the option when you're menu planning, okay, my goal is to save money. That means I'm going to plan a menu. I'm going to stick within a budget for grocery shopping, or my plan is to save money. So instead of going out to dinner and spending $100, I'm going to cook at home and just spend $25, right? All of the different things that happen in your life can feed back to that goal and the choices that you make within that goal. I just knocked something on the floor. No matter what it is, no matter what in your life, something major or something minor that you want to have more control, that you want to be in control of, not have more control, but take control of. Now, let's talk about the big elephant in the room, which is Tiffany doesn't know me. She doesn't know my situation. And she can say that about choosing, but she doesn't understand that it's, I can't make those choices myself. I'm married, I have kids, I have this, whatever. I can't make those choices because .. That's right. I don't know you in your personal life. Some of you I do, but in general, but I do know one thing, and that is the choice is always yours. You may not want to make it. It might be really, really difficult to make that choice. And sometimes you think you have a choice. And just by thinking through the choice, you realize that's not really, you don't even really, that's not the choice you need to make. Those aren't the options that you need. So when you're looking at something serious, here's an example, personal example. About a year and a half ago, I was having lunch with a couple of girlfriends. And the one girlfriend had been with her partner for 3 years. And she told us at lunch that she was thinking about ending that relationship. And the other gal we were with said, well, you guys have been together for 3 years. If you're not, you know, serious, or you don't think it's a life experience for you, you should go. Like, you should go look for your partner and let him go look for his partner. And she turned to me and she said, well, what do you think? And I said, well, what are your choices? And she said, my choices are to leave the relationship or stay in it. And I said, is that your only choice? I mean, is that what you think? Are there other choices? Like, do you love him? And she said, yes, I do. Like, that is the hard part. I really genuinely care about this person. And I said, well, so maybe your choice is not to leave or stay, but maybe your choice is to change the relationship and recognize what your role is in the relationship and why it's not going the way that you want it to go. Does he know you feel this way? And she said, I don't know. I mean, I guess, like, you know. And so often that happens, that the communication, specifically with relationships, but it could be at work. It could be a work relationship. It could be romantic. It could be with your kids. It could be with friends. The communication, you think you have different choices, or you're looking at different choices, but there could be significantly better choices. So in this situation, I said, do you have a list of all the things you love about him? One of the things I counseled my sons to do is write a list of all the reasons they love the women that they're with. And I said, because when things get ugly, that list will be valuable because you can pull it out and go, these are all the reasons. And she said, no, I don't have that. And I said, maybe you should try writing a list about all the things that you loved about him and write a list about the things that you want to change. And she said, you know, he's not a very good risk taker and he doesn't want to try new things. And she kind of had this list of things that were bothering her, things that she's very extroverted and he's very introverted. And I kind of got this look on my face and she's like, why are you looking at me like that? And I said, well, because I remember when you first started dating this guy and what you said to me was, one of the things I really like about him is that he's solid and consistent and dependable and I know how he thinks. And now you're telling me that the thing that you were attracted to about him is one of the things that's bothering you. And she kind of laughed and she said, wow, that's true. You're right. Like I that does bother me and I do love it because I'm not that way. So he's kind of like an anchor. And so anyway, go on for the conversation. But what she did was she made her list, and she asked him to do the same. And then she made a list of all the things in the relationship that she would like to do differently or have differently. And she asked him to do the same. And when they sat down and compared their lists, he had no idea. He had no idea that she was unhappy. He had no idea that, and he truly was like, wow, this is crazy, but I love you and I'm willing to work on all these things. And this is a year and a half later, and she has come back to finding the value in his stability, and he has become far more open to trying new things and doing things and all of this stuff. So sometimes the choices that we think that we have, the choices that we think we're gonna make or need to make, aren't the right choices at all. And that's where it becomes important to sit down. You know me, I love a list, and make up that, what are my choices here? What can I do? What are the issues? Because a lot of times, especially when we're talking about relationships, there's other people involved, and you feel almost robbed of your choice because of those other people and what you want, because you have to consider them. And the good news is you don't have to. You don't have to. You can just consider yourself. You can just make the choices for you, for your life, for the life that you want, and then act on those choices. But remember, the consequences, right? You take responsibility for those as well. And so the choice that you make is going to end up with some sort of result, right? Good or bad. You have to be prepared for that also. And carrying resentments or guilt for what you've done or the choices that you made. But the choice is always yours. If you leave here with just one thing today, I want you to think that the choice is mine, the responsibility is mine, and the results are mine, right? Please don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I am not telling you to go out and wreak havoc on the world and destroy all of the relationships or whatever you've got going on because you're making a choice for yourself. What I'm saying is make a choice and take responsibility for that choice consciously. Think about it. Think through everything in that choice, because it's going to affect things that are far greater, right? All right. So, well, I guess I could look at my thing here and see if I've got anything. Yeah. Allison replying to, sorry, Eileen says, oh my gosh, were you at my house on Saturday when I chose the nachos? It is so crazy, right? That is super funny. That is exactly what happens to me. I love it. But there's some replying here about knowing who your friends are. Evie says, I needed this talk today. Thank you so much. Ownership, Cheryl says, ownership of personal choice. Good to think about. Thanks for sharing. It seems like so easy, and it seems like so, it seems like such a no-brainer, right? Like, of course I'm choosing my life. And when you really start looking at things, you may be, and you may not be, but if you want to have the life, if you want the life you choose, you have to choose it, right? You have to make those personal choices. So when you take responsibility for your choices, you gain control of your life. And there's so much turmoil in the world today. One of the reasons I wanted to start this podcast was there's so much going on in the world that kind of sucks us up, right? It distracts us and it makes us anxious. And it's overpowering and it's dividing. And one of the things that I was kind of inspired about doing this podcast was, how can I help people bring the focus back into their own community, their own world, their own family, and maybe mend some relationships, maybe understand other people better, which is sort of my goal. One of the podcasts that's coming up is a Stephen Covey quote, seek first to understand and then be understood, and how healing that is, and how when the world's kind of in turmoil, if we can look at our lives and fix our own lives in this little, whatever little thing is going on, and then we can help our children fix their lives and our friends fix their lives, so we can kind of expand out with that power of helping people. But we can't do it, we shouldn't do it until our lives and our responsibility is handled, right? Until we are taking responsibility for our own lives. We shouldn't be out there asking other people to take responsibility for theirs, right? Take responsibility for our own lives. And we can do that by simply choosing each and every day. Now, I am, as you know, I work on a system called Widget, What Did You Do Today? If you're unfamiliar with that, I'll do a podcast or maybe write a blog post about it for the Life in the Wick blog. So if you're following me on Life in the Wick, it's just lifeinthewick.com. That is my personal blog website. And it just kind of deals with this, what's happening now in my life, how am I dealing with things, and hopefully getting some people on board with me to come in and do some podcasts and share their ideas as well. So super fun. But okay, like squirrel. Widget, what did you do today? And this is can be really simple or really complicated, but if you're really serious about changing your life, giving yourself a little notebook where you jot down, what did you do today to move yourself closer to the life that you want? And it's really important. I know some of you are widget people also. Widget, what did you do today? All those letters, widget. It's really important. It doesn't have to be a big thing, but if you, before you go to bed at night, you jot down in that notebook what you did today to move your life closer to the life that you want, it keeps your brain engaged. And when you're writing things down like that, it also is motivating and inspiring because your brain says, yes, you did something. Yes, you're moving in the right direction. And that in and of itself is really, really powerful. Your brain will take over and do all this amazing work for you as long as you keep it motivated and inspired and writing those notes at night about what you did, what little thing you did that day. And if you haven't done anything, maybe it was a big thing, if you haven't done anything, don't go to bed. Do one little thing that's going to make you move you closer to that goal, right? It doesn't have to be a big thing. If you're on a diet and you're trying to lose weight and you think, okay, what did I do today? I don't have anything that I can write down. What am I going to do? I'm going to make my shopping list for tomorrow. I'm going to plan my next three meals so I know they're healthy. It doesn't have to be major. Just some little thing that's going to move you closer to your goals. All right, my friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. This will be on the, of course, Life in the Wick YouTube channel. I'll also post it up as a podcast, and it'll be up on, Life in the Wick, Tiffany Spalding at Life in the Wick is on Podbean right now. You can download from there, or you will be, this won't be there for a while, but it'll be there for download. So follow me on Podbean if you want, if you're someone who likes to download and listen to things. Otherwise, I will see all of you. I'm going to try to be here every Monday. Woo! We'll see how that works out. But that is my goal right now, to be right here at Life in the Wick every Monday. I'm going to read through the stream here on the YouTube channel as well, and hopefully be able to answer some questions there if you have any. If you have a topic you would like for me to talk about or you'd like to hear my thoughts on, I would love to hear what you want to hear. It's so much more fun when other people are involved. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Thanks for tuning in today. And I'm going to take one peek here. Kelly says, great discussion. I tend to do this and some friends don't understand. So many get caught up in what others want and expect to ignore what we want. Absolutely. Maybe you want to share the podcast with them, right? I think the biggest thing for people is they think that they don't have the choices that they actually have. And if we can encourage people to choose and to be conscious and to know that maybe there's some consequences, maybe there's some tough stuff, but it's always easier on the other side, right? If you think about every major thing that you've pushed through, when you did it, it was easier than you thought it was going to be. It wasn't nearly as painful after it was done as you thought it was going to be, all the dread that we sort of put on ourselves before we take some major action. It's always easier when you get to the other side. So be sure that if you are watching on the Life in the Wick YouTube channel that you like, subscribe, and click the bell so you'll know when I'm on. I think I am going to try and do my podcast more as a live vlog. So hopefully I'll see you again next week. All right, everybody. I love the comments, though. I get hung up here, huh? Deb Schroeder, not having enough time. It was pointed out to me in the same day. We all have the same amount of time. Yes. It's how I choose to use the time. That, my friend Deb, is also going to be a podcast, because one of my favorite things is that exact quote. Came to me from Karen Slusher. Tiffany, we all have the same amount of time. And it was eye-opening to me, and it actually changed my life. That one statement from Karen changed the way I thought about everything going forward. And that is what I'm trying to do with all of you. Share those statements, share those ideas that change your life from this moment forward. So go forth today, my friends, and choose, and I will see all of you next week.